Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Friar Friday means we get a Padre guest. Joining us here today is Gavin Sheets, Padre DH, first baseman, occasional outfielder. Gavin, how's your day today, my man?
It's been good. How about you guys?
It's going well. I got to start with this because, you know, this is kind of an insider story here. I mean, yesterday on the way from the stadium, on our way to the airport, the team tire blows.
What?
And you guys have to get off of your bus and then come onto what we call the media bus. Have you ever been a part of a situation where the bus tire just blows like that?
No, I'm hoping that's the final thing for us right there. That's just kind of the way things have gone the last six games. So I'm hoping that's it for us, and now we go.
No kidding. I mean, it was kind of funny. We are on our way to the airport. The tire blows, and I think none of us had ever really been in a situation like that. So we all kind of, all the folks in the media kind of gathered the back of the bus to make room for the entire team to get on. We get to the airport. No big deal. Prior to that, though, Gavin, you had a pretty big day, and obviously it didn't come on the back of a win, but swinging the bat well this season. I mean, how have you felt at the plate? What's been going well for you?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me is having confidence in what we're doing in my swing. You know, I'm not tinkering on a day-to-day basis, which I think is huge at the big league level. You know, it's hard enough to compete and battle against these pitchers every single day, but you know, when you're fighting against yourself and you're swinging, it makes it even harder. So I think that's been the biggest difference for me this year, is just going and being confident. And, you know, obviously you're going to hit your skids where you go ofers, and, you know, it's just baseball. Slumps are slumps. But to be confident in your swing and not have to change anything or feel like you need to change anything, I feel like is the biggest difference for me this year.
I thought you had two really impressive swings yesterday on two pitches that were down. And for a guy who stands as tall as you, Is that something in particular, on that pitch in particular, is that something that you've worked on, being able to drive down to that and hit that ball the way you have?
Absolutely, and it's funny because it's kind of the opposite. You know, I've stood up taller so that I can get to that pitch better, so that I can get my legs more and be athletic and kind of make that forward move. Because before, when, you know, I thought that I had to crouch down more, bend down on my legs more, where actually it was kind of the opposite. I had to get there easier. So by standing up, it's helped me get to that lower pitch, which, you know, from early in spring training was one of the biggest focuses for us. You know, I'd always handled the pitch up well, but, you know, how can I get to that pitch down, the off speed down? And you know, that was the move we made.
Talking to Gavin Sheets here on 97.3 The Fan, Friar Friday, Gwynn and Chris. And I have one fun question, and then I got another question. But did you help change the tire on the bus? Was that like something that you tried to do?
No, actually, I will say the transition between buses was a lot quicker than I expected it to be. So for never going through that, but that was pretty impressive how how we just kind of hopped on the next one and we were out of there. So yeah, credit to everybody involved, because that was a smooth transition.
All right, I may be a little obsessed with this, and then I promise you I'll get to a real question, but do you know how to change a tire? If you were driving home and you got a flat, would you be able to do it?
Oh yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Fortunately, my dad taught me how to, so I would be okay with that one.
Okay, perfect.
Gavin, you've been kind of bouncing around a little bit in terms of the DH, first base, occasional left field. I would assume first base is probably your most comfortable spot, but how have you been able to kind of maintain rhythm while DHing and trying to go back and forth at first base?
Yeah, I mean, just trying to get as many practice reps as possible. Obviously, it can be tough no matter what spot it is, just because you're not at the game speed per se at each of those spots. But, just trying to stay as sharp as possible throughout the practice. Obviously, I think DH is my main spot on an everyday basis. But, you got to be able to give guys blows. Like, you got to get Manny off his feet. You got to get Louie off his feet every once in a while. So being able to go out to left field and first base whenever they need me, I feel like is big. For me, it's just getting as many reps in BP and early ground balls as possible. Obviously, you're never going to replicate a game speed, but you always try to with the practice as much as you can.
You got another one. I want to move to the more team element. You guys have struggled a little bit offensively yesterday, showed some life again, and really got back to seeing some of those ABs we saw earlier in the season. I mean, how have you guys been able to keep your head despite kind of all of a sudden hitting a little bit of a rough patch offensively?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing is, you just trust the talent in the room. We got way too much talent to panic, especially this early. Obviously, the season's a long season, and, we've had skids where we rattle off 8 in a row wins, and, obviously we're going through a skid right now. But, throughout a long season, you're going to go through these, and the biggest thing is just try to minimize it and get back to playing baseball that we know we can play. I thought yesterday was a great start. Obviously, runners in score position, we wanted to get that off our back. And, we had some good at-bats yesterday with that. But I just feel like the more you think about it and reflect on it, the harder it is. But, too much talent here to worry about that.
Talking to Gavin Sheets here on 97.3 The Fan for Friar Friday. And, Gavin, we talked to you in spring training when you were fighting to make the team. You were doing some great things, and now we know you did make the team. But I have to ask what it's like going from a situation, a really tough situation like the White Sox last year, and then to a situation where you have 40,000-plus people on a Tuesday night chanting, "Holy Sheets." Like, what is that like for you?
It's incredible. Obviously, a change of scenery was huge for me. But to get here and be in front of these fans and just experience that, it's been incredible. Rejuvenating, to say the least. But, this fan base is incredible. And I always, as an away player, you play at Petco and you're like, man, this place is incredible to play at. And to be on the home side of it and obviously have those chants and everything has been a lot of fun, to say the least.
Gavin, you guys going into this matchup against an Atlanta Braves team that you guys played very early in the season. I don't know that they were playing as well as they are playing right now, and I don't know if you guys were playing as well as you were at that point. In this matchup in particular, what are you looking forward to?
It's going to be a bunch of great baseball. Obviously, they're going to have a lot of energy tonight with Acuna coming back, and we understand that. But at the same time, we got three really good pitchers going for us this weekend, and they do as well. So. These are playoff like atmospheres, and these are the teams you got to beat down the stretch. And it's going to be an exciting series, I think, for both sides. Two good baseball teams in a great place to play, and I'm looking forward to it.
When does, for you personally, you get to the yard? At what point does your prep start in terms of the starting pitcher that you're facing, and maybe the guys out of the bullpen that you'll see?
For me, it's the night before. I love to just sit in bed and watch video. I watch video of what they have with their runners in scoring position, and then I like to watch guys that have done damage off them. I like to see them giving up homers. I like seeing them giving up doubles, and I like to just visualize that, being like, all right, these guys can do it, I can do it too. So it's nice to see that stuff. I think the night before you watch, you kind of go through all the checklists and get some good visuals, and then once you get here, it's just about prepping to execute on that day.
I was about to say this, so that frees you up on the actual game day to kind of do really whatever it is you feel like you need to do from that point on, huh?
Yeah, once I get to the ballpark, I like to just stick to my routine. Go through my hitting stuff, go through my drills, and then you know, just go through the day, just preparing to execute what you saw the night before. You know, whatever your game plan is for that day. And so that's what I like to do. That way, when I show up to the ballpark, I know exactly what I want to get done and get it ready for 7:15 tonight.
Gavin, we certainly appreciate your time, man. Good luck in this three-game set. Keep swinging a bat, man.
Appreciate it, guys.
Gavin Sheets. They're on our Friar Friday guests.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.